Alrighty, good morning.
Good morning.
Toda Rabban. Today's ABCD is Lule Nishmas. Chayasar Elka Bas Rabbi Israel. Okay, so we're almost at Pesach, so let's talk a little about Pesach and how we connect Pesach to our favorite topic, Bitachon. Okay, so one of the, you know, more known parts of the Pesach Seder, of course, is the 4 cups of wine that we drink, right? And if anyone really knows, you would say it corresponds to the 4 lashonos of Geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in Parshas Shemos. We'd say, see, that he takes us out, he'd salty, he'll save us, ga'alti, he'll redeem us, and kachti, he'll take us. Ooh, okay, very nice. You know, so 4 cups, 4 lashonos. Could we connect a little bit more deeper into that, connect it to Bitachon a little bit? So we're going to try to do that today and try to make the 4 cups of wine a little bit more meaningful and something to connect to. So, Bitachon. The Chavos Lavos writes that there are 7 things that you need in a person to trust him in fully. 2 of those things we're going to discuss. We're going to talk about, he says, the first one is that this person that you trust in has to be someone that is Malei Rachamim, full of Rachamim, Chesed. Take one this way. Full of chesed, rachmim, ava. Really a kind person if you want to trust in someone completely. And secondly, you have to know that he's all powerful and no one could stop him, no one could get in his way. So those 2 things we can see in Mitzrayim very much, right? If you want to work on any type of midah, as we said many times, you have to think about examples and stories and different types of tzurim and pictures in your mind to try to bring it to your heart. So if you take a moment to look at, you know, all the nisim that happened during the Yetzias Mitzrayim, I think you would be able to really instill in your heart and really kind of feel a little bit more strongly the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kind person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an all-powerful person, right? If you take a moment and you think about the blood and the water, you drink it from the same cup. For me, it's water. For him, it's blood. The animals, right? If you actually read, it's a great read, the Me'an Lois. They have English versions. There are stories about the, you know, polar bears coming in the middle of Erev and octopuses and squids reaching up from the Nile River and ripping roofs off houses. Crazy stuff. You see the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu clear as day. He's creating new teva. It's the first time in human history, and maybe the only time in human history, that the human beings were able to witness such, the first time for sure, the first creation of nature, or the change of nature. Adam HaRishon woke up a little bit too late. He woke up on Friday. He missed everything. But here in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw all these crazy things. And now kindness, the second thing that you need in order to have full bitachon and trust in someone, is kindness. There's a medrash, an amazing medrash I heard. It talks about by Arbe, right? The grasshoppers came and ate only the Mitzri's, you know, crops. And if a Mitzri and a Jew had a little business partnership, the Arbe, the locust, only ate the Mitzri's person's part, not the Jewish person's part. To the fact, the medrash says, if they had a tree, it would only eat the half of the Mitzris and not the Jews. And it says, and if the Mitzri owned the trunk and the Jewish person owned the branches and the fruit, the locusts would only eat the trunk. What happened to the branches? I guess they hung in the air or something. I'm not sure. But throughout all these makos, the Yamsuf, there was kind of like an invisible force field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us, right, in like in a border of kindness, of hashkacha pratis, and not letting anything affect us. We were able to sit there, like, watching all these amazing things happen to people all around us, yet nothing touched us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked after us every last little bit and made sure we were comfortable throughout this entire thing. It's these 2 ideas. It's power and kindness that you could really connect to throughout the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you could really start focusing on that hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and if he did it once, he can do it again. All right? The Or HaChaim explains, now let's go back to those 4 cups. The 4 cups, Haitseisi, he says, is when we stop work, when we stop being like actual slaves on Rosh Hashanah. Hitzalti is when he actually took us out of Egypt. Ga'alti is the Yamsuf, when we felt truly redeemed. And Lakachti is Har Sinai, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. We start breaking down the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You know when you go on vacation, right? If you go away somewhere and you have an amazing time, but it's all kind of like a little bit of a blur. You know what I mean a little bit? If you have a great time and so many things going on, you can't you don't really remember everything that was going on, every last little detail. You wish you could, that's why maybe you take so many pictures so you can remember everything. But the fact is, there's like a vacation blur that happens. So too in our lives, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things for us, does chasadim, every last, you know, counting the blessings, if you could break it down into little pieces, you have a greater appreciation and more recognition of actually all the different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to you. You could just say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting me a house. Or you can start breaking it down and you found the right broker and you had the money and you had the help that you need and you found the perfect street. All these so many different chasadim within one act of chesed. If we can break it down a little bit, we can grow in our betachon and notice more the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, more the kindness that he does for us. And that's the idea of the Arba Kosis according to Aruch Chaim, is the fact that we're able to break things down and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of so many different things for us, and sometimes we kind of just smush it into one big blob. Yaakov Hillel, a big Bekubel in Eretz Yisrael, was once asked, are you, you know, overwhelmed that you have a $15 million budget? Don't you wish it was just $1 million? And he answers, no. He goes, because if it was $1 million, I wouldn't be able to sleep. I would have to think about, who do I talk to? Who do I go to? What should I do? But $15 million, that's beyond my control. I can't take care of that. So I sleep like a baby, and I trust in Hashem. Right? It's Hashlech Yehavcha Hashem. If you start breaking, throw whatever burden you have on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're able to break down all the different chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you in parts, you'll be able to realize that he does so much for me already. Why am I worrying about this and that? You know, we daven Shemana Esrei, and if you have a big business meeting or something going up, in the back of your mind, you're like practicing what you're going to say. What are you doing? Why are you thinking about that? You're talking to the one who makes all the decisions anyways. Why you're thinking about making plans and cheshbonos and what you're going to say and what you're going to do? Talk to the person who actually makes the difference. He's taking care of so many things for you. Who got you the meeting? He'll get you. He'll make sure the meeting is good for you too. And if it doesn't work out, great. That was the best for you anyway. B'tachon's a win-win situation, right? The idea is, I'll end up with a story. If you could break down and notice the chasadim, you could really start relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu much more. Back in the day, you go to a hotel, you go to an inn, you gave your sack of coins and money to the Baal hotel, the Baal Malon, or whatever you want to call it. And the next morning, he gives it back to you. He kept it in the safe. So a guy gives his sack of money to the guy, and the next morning, he comes by and starts counting. He starts counting all the hundreds. They're all there. He starts counting all the 50s. They're all there. He counts counting all the 20s, the 10s, the 5s, the 1s. Everything's there. The quarters, the dimes, the nickels. He's counting nothing missing. He starts counting the pennies. And the guy goes, if I didn't take, the Baal Malon, the owner says, you know, if I didn't take any 100s, I didn't take any 50s, no 20s, no 10s, no 5s, no 1s, no nickels, no dimes, no quarters, why are you counting your pennies? You think I'm stealing a penny? So the guy goes, you know what, you're right. And he stops counting the pennies. Same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you stop in a moment, you realize all the different chasadim and Hashem has done for you, you'll be able to realize, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of A, B, C, D, and E, and F in my life, I don't have to worry about the pennies. Everything's pennies. My rabbi told me this when I was going to Israel, right? I was nervous about finding an apartment. He goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found you a wife who wants to go to Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you parents that are able to help you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you to yeshiva that inspired you to be able to go back to Israel. He's taking care of so many different things. You're worried about an apartment, he's going to take care of the pennies too. Mirtz Hashem, over Pesach, when we drink the 4 cups of wine, we could focus on the nitty-gritty specific details, what each cup represents, and hopefully in our lives be able to realize his power, his kindness, and all the different things he does for us.
Amazing.